boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I've been trying out this new thing where I come to work about an hour early now, and then I take a lunch, which I've never taken a lunch before. I usually just eat while I'm working.
Samesies.
And I take my lunch, but instead I go for a walk for about an hour 40 or maybe 45 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
This is day two, though, so don't act like this is new and I've been doing this for a while. This is only day two of me doing it. It's fun. I like it. It's a nice mental break in the day to get away from your work desk and stuff. But it makes me tired. I'm so tired right now. I could literally, if I put my head down, I'd pass out.
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to do physical activity in the middle of the day.
No. It makes me so tired. So then I'm like, okay, so maybe what I do now is I come to work an hour and a half early. So I get an hour walk, and then after the walk, I take a half an hour nap, underneath my desk.
Here's the problem with that, is that your desk is out front in, the lobby of the radio station.
Yeah, but where underneath my desk, no one would see it. It's covered.
I guess. See? But if anybody walked around the corner, they'd be like, who hid the body there?
If they heard the snoring, they'd be like, what is that snoring? Huh? So yeah, you're right. There is that. But I've been thinking about maybe I'd start taking an afternoon nap.
That would be amazing. I could use an afternoon nap without even doing
physical activity.
Yeah. I will stand by the fact that I think that is something that we overlooked as children.
Yeah. I didn't take it as much as I should have.
Mandatory nap time. It should be part of the business work day.
Can you imagine if we had a nap time here at work?
Yeah, I would love that. As long as there was a designated space, because right. I don't want to try to nap. There's high traffic by my office, people walking by, people making stuff in the kitchen. I would need a nap room.
A nap room.
With and cots and stuff.
Oh, I was thinking something that's like a tanning bed, but it's not a tanning bed, and you close it and it just it's
like a pod,
like a little pod, a napping pod. I don't know if they make that, but I just imagine they do.
Yeah, that would actually be ideal.
And then it has an alarm. So after 20 minutes, it does wake you up, because otherwise I will sleep through the whole day.
Well, yeah, that'd be the other problem. You wake me up too early, I'm going to be
cranky,
in a real bad mood. So I don't know whose job that is.
And there needs to be snacks, because I feel like I deserve a snack after waking up from my afternoon nap.
Yeah. Who do we go to with all these requests?
The boss. But who's going to be the one that has to tell them this? Because I think they're going to think we're crazy.
Yeah, maybe we should just try napping and be like, here, this is how it's made us so much better. And we got to come with the stats, the numbers.
Okay, I'll start tomorrow. I'll sleep underneath my desk and I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, I hope you bring a blanket and a pillow.
Because I'm going to need it.
My TikTok is broken, I'm convinced.
Why is that?
I feel like I keep going through these periods where I have really funny stuff or things I'm really interested in. And then for a week straight, it's just total garbage.
No, I feel like the same way, because there will be a day where I'm scrolling and everything is just good. And it's so relatable, or it's meal prep things I want to do, or makeup trends I want to try, or something like that. And then there's the next day where I'm like, oh my God, scrolling, and I won't even sit on a video for more than 5 seconds because everything is just boring.
Me right now. A couple weeks ago, I told you I could not stop getting vacuum. I want to whisper it away from my phone because I don't want it to hear it.
No, what'd you say?
Vacuum videos.
I didn't hear you.
They were all about vacuums.
I hope your phone heard it.
I've escaped that. However, I had a couple days that it was pure gold. I was laughing at every video I saw. That's my favorite. And now I'm stuck on ASMR car crushing videos.
Car crushing?
So it is a close-up.
What are you watching? The demolition?
No, it's a close-up video of somebody's wheel on their car.
I want to be on that.
Here's the thing. This is why I'm upset.
Okay, so it's a car running over things.
Yes, random stuff, eggs and a gingerbread house or Cheeto Puffs, stuff that nobody
needs to see get ran over. Dude, I want that on my TikTok for you page.
The sounds are satisfying, I'm not going to lie, and they get me every time because at the top, they always caption it like, oh, the way the plums sounded. So I'm like, I got to stick around and wait for the plums.
What do the plums sound like?
What are they going to sound like?
I never knew what a plum sounded like being ran over.
And then it's 15 minutes later on, I'm like, I've watched an entire grocery store get ran over by somebody's tire.
That's like cat videos where you don't want to get trapped in it, but it's like 2 hours later and you're stuck and you're like, I don't know what happened here. I want that to happen on my TikTok for you page. I would be obsessed with those videos.
Okay, I'll send you every single one that I see tonight because it is constant. And then we can start running stuff over and maybe become TikTok famous too.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
At my age of 26 years old, I never thought I would say, what's going on with Build-A-Bear Workshop?
They're not closing, are they?
No, they're doing just fine.
I mean,
fine.
It's not like I want to bear. Maybe I do. Maybe.
Just maybe. No, they've got a little...
Sometimes I walk past them and I'm like, am I too old?
Oh, well, this might be right up your alley then.
Come on, don't act like you don't walk past them and you think the exact same thing.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to have a little matching top with that.
You know, I want it to be a little me but bearer.
Cute little teddy bear. Well, you're going to be interested in this then because they've got a little Valentine's thing going on that has people talking on TikTok. I saw this video of this girl being like, you guys, we need to be paying attention to what's going on with Build-A-Bear because on their social media, I don't follow them on Instagram. I want to now because this has been so strange. They're posting thirst traps of their stuffed animals.
Hello.
We all know and love a good thirst trap, right? It's a little sexy. There's some videos with like music like you hear right now that they're like... Got the bear laying on the side, like, looking kind of saucy.
Hot.
So, after further digging, they have something new on the Build-A-Bear website, which is called the Bear Cave. And
I don't know what it is, but I'm interested.
Okay, let me tell you. You go to their website, you scroll all the way to the bottom of their first page, and it says, enter the Bear Cave. You have to verify if you're 18 or older.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Which at first I'm like, how naughty is this going to be? That seems really spicy. But
wait, can you talk about this? How naughty are we getting here?
Don't get too excited.
Okay.
Yeah, cool off. It's fine.
Give me a hose. I need to cool off.
So if you're 18 or older, you can enter the Bear Cave, I guess, which is the adult Build-A-Bear workshop.
Finally, my moment. I don't know what this is, but I'm excited. Whatever.
It then takes you to a different shop.
Maybe I shouldn't have said I'm excited. Now I'm nervous.
Well, no. Get your head out of the gutter. They are Build-A-Bear After Dark teddy bears. So it's like, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. A lot of people do the stuffed animal thing, which I normally would think is kind of tacky. Like, what am I supposed to do with this bear holding a heart?
Oh, cuddle it at night. Especially if you're boozing on a route.
Not my thing. But these kind of have me changing my mind because these are a little...
Wait, so you would want to get one of these teddy bears for Valentine's Day?
These are fun because they are meant for adults, all right? We've got a lion who's got a heart-shaped mane and a t-shirt that says Zaddy.
Dude!
And he's holding a martini glass.
Yes!
That's, I think, where the 18 plus comes from. A lot of them are holding like a champagne bottle or... a wine glass or whatever. And some of them have like saucy little sayings on them. Some of them have boxers on. Some of them have little...
boxers?
Little naughty pajami sets on.
Ooh.
So this is... I'm like, this is it. There's a little... devilishly cute teddy bear with a t-shirt that says, you turn me on.
Yes. Oh my God. Tell me you don't want that for Valentine's Day. That is gold right there.
So did everybody else because it's out of stock.
Ah, crap.
Gotta keep looking.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I am so excited to hear your dating horror story in a couple minutes, Taylor.
I got a good one. They're always so bad that they're good.
And I think we could end all dating horror stories if we just stop going on dates on a certain day of the week.
Okay. I've never really thought about that, I guess.
I know. I just thought going on a date was the most important thing. I didn't know that a day of the week was like...
Is it a Monday? Nobody likes a Monday.
You know what? That's what I would have thought. No, it's not a Monday. Actually, this TikToker would probably recommend a Monday is a good day to go on.
Oh, I don't think nobody is going to like my personality on a Monday.
Or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Pretty much any other day.
Okay, so this girl on TikTok who gives a lot of dating advice says that Saturday is one of the worst days to go on a first date. Now, you and your boyfriend who've been together for a really long time now, you guys can obviously go on dates on Saturday because you guys have been together.
Right.
So she says that's fine. It's first dates.
Okay.
That you should not go on a Saturday. She says it's an entire day off with another day after that's still off. So that's 2 days. And she says you don't want that to be spent on a potential disaster. See what she did there?
So you're okay. Planning for the worst?
That's what she says. Okay. She says there's 52 Saturdays in a year. So why are you potentially ruining one of those 52 Saturdays with a bad date when you could be spending it with some girlfriends or whoever you would rather spend it with? So she's saying stay off of Saturdays. She's also saying, which I never thought about it, but you are more likely to resent and remember a bad date if it's on a Saturday versus on a weekday. Because let's be honest, if you asked me what I did last Tuesday, which is a weekday, I couldn't tell you. You asked me what I did last Saturday, I could tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying that you're just so much more likely to remember that bad date if it's on a Saturday versus if it was on a Monday night, on a weeknight, you're probably going to forget about it.
I 100% agree. And I think the lead up to the date, because, you know, like if you know you have a first date on Saturday all weekend or all week long leading up to it, you're like, oh, my God, I have that date. And like, I'm kind of freaking out about it. And then you have all day Sunday to like be like, oh, my gosh, when I asked him what his favorite color was that weird of me?
Yes.
So you have a whole day to reflect.
With your thoughts, only your thoughts, because you have nothing else to do on Sunday.
Yes. So if it was smashed in on like a Wednesday night
where you have to go to work the next day and you can't think about that.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
You're too busy leading up to it that you cannot freak yourself out. And then you go on the date and then the next day you're back at work and it's like, if it was terrible or you have anxiety about it, then you won't even remember.
No, 100%. Going on with that, she says the busiest day of the week is on Saturday because everybody wants to go out on a Saturday. So there's going to be tons of people out there. They're doing bachelorette parties. They're doing birthday parties. They're obviously going on dates because they've been in a long established relationship. So just stay away from Saturdays. Here's why she's trying to convince you into like a weeknight. You're more likely to get a better deal. Like happy hours don't really happen on weekends. Mm-hmm. They happen on a weeknight. So she's trying to convince you that way. Also, which Taylor's going to love this, you have a better excuse to get out of a date on a weeknight because you could be like, oh, I'm sorry, like I have to work tomorrow I had a really long work day today. Like tomorrow is just going to be as worse. Excuse. You can get out of it. You don't have an excuse on Saturday because you don't work on Sunday.
Right. Unless you like really, really lie, which never feels very good. But yeah, that's a great out in case like he sends you some weird message and you're like, I don't want to go anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say I'm at work late.
Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, another selling point for you, Taylor, too. She says that on a weeknight, you're already dressed up. You got dressed up for work.
Mm.
You don't have to then spend a Saturday when you'd rather be in your pajamas getting all dressed up to go out on a date that could end bad. You're already dressed up.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, if you have a full Saturday, you're taking minimum like 6 hours.
No, 100%. So are you convinced? Would you not do a date on a Saturday now?
Yeah. I think if anything, it convinced me to never go on a first date again.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I say it every week and I'm going to say it again.
This one is bad.
I heard that last week.
Well, and the point is not to scare you off from dating. It's just to make you feel a little bit better that if you've been on a bad date, somebody else has been on a worse date.
Thank you.
So here's today's story from a gentleman. His name is Matt.
He dated a Matt, so this makes me
nervous. Oh, no. I wonder if it's you.
He was my first kiss.
Shut up. That's crazy.
Why is this about a first kiss?
No, it's not at all. Okay, Matt says.
Okay, good.
Matt says, my friends set me up with a girl who was newly single, but they assured me that she's totally cool and was down to start casually dating again. We'd been texting for a week and we got along pretty well, so I offered to take her out to dinner. I picked her up and it didn't take long for her to start pointing out locations that she and her ex used to go to. Restaurants, coffee shops, parks for picnics, where he asked her to be his girlfriend, where they had their first kiss. It just kept getting weirder and weirder. But I was already in too deep at this point to run from the date, and really, I was hungry, and I just wanted to get some food. Things were fine when we sat down for dinner. We were just asking questions about each other back and forth. And then she called me her ex's name.
Oh my God, that is a big fear.
I let it slide the first time, but the second time, I corrected her. The third through the sixth time.
Shut up.
I once again reminded her that Mike is not my name. And then she did it one more time, so I excused myself to go to the bathroom. I didn't actually go to the bathroom. I walked out of the restaurant. She called me 15 minutes later, and I picked up the phone and said, sorry, Mike's not here, and hung up.
That is genius.
I mean, there's no other way to like let her know that you know what's good.
Dude, that's not happened to me yet, knock on wood, but my biggest fear is I'm going to call a guy by the wrong name. That is my biggest fear in life.
I think
has that ever happened to you?
To me, no. I think the time I would be nervous about it, especially if you're newly single, is if you maybe start arguing with someone and you're like, I told you this, blah, 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 and then you're just like, Tom, and you're like, whoa. I didn't mean to call you Tom. I'm just used to fighting with Tom.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
I think the reason why I love phone calls so much is because there's so many text messages that once I get them, they just tick me off so quickly.
Yeah, fair enough. Sometimes it's like, did you mean it to come off that way? Because it did.
See, and that's the problem with me. And we want to know, when someone texts you this, it ticks you off. It might be a different text message for you than what it is for me. And we want to know what that text message for you, when it comes in, it just makes you so mad. I got a long, long list. And honestly, if I went over every single one of them, we'd be here all day long. So I did narrow it down to a couple that just drive me absolutely nuts. Kay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because here's my thing. You could put an O before that K, and it wouldn't be that bad. But just K, first off, are you lazy? Second off, are you mad at me? That's what I just automatically think you're mad at me. And if you do K with a period, oh, you're definitely mad at me. So now I'm mad at you because I don't know why you're mad at me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. How do you feel about KK? Double K. I do that a lot.
No, I don't like that.
Oh,
just put an O before the K. How sometimes hard is that?
I don't want to sometimes.
Oh, my God. Okay. LOL. Just sending me LOL. Now, I am definitely guilty of that.
I was going to say, I think you'd definitely do this.
Especially because, like, if I don't know how to respond to something, I just go LOL. I try to change it now. If I don't know how to respond to something, I just go, ha, 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 ha. Is that bad? I just don't know how to respond, so I just go, ha, 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 ha. That's what I do. But I just hate LOL. If you could say like, oh my God, you're so funny, LOL. That's fine. But if you just send LOL, you ruined, like, what am I supposed to say to that?
Right.
How do I keep the conversation going?
I think it's like a plot. And I think you are doing the same thing when you go, ha, 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 ha. Because if you didn't really care to, like, keep the conversation going, you would just, like the message or laugh at the message. But I feel like when people do that and they just say, LOL, they, like, want you to keep talking to them, but they have nothing left to say.
That makes sense.
It annoys me.
That's what I'm doing with the ha, ha, ha. Is I want to keep the conversation going, but I don't know what else to say.
Right.
So I get maybe that's why they do LOL.
So you're the problem.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. Are you mad? Well, I wasn't, but now I am. What for?
People actually text you that?
Yeah, because I don't know. People think I'm mad all the time. Or if I, like, I don't know. I guess my text messages come off angry, I guess. But yeah, if you ask me if I'm mad, I wasn't, but I am now.
Seriously.
But here's what drives me nuts is if it's R, the letter R, and then the U, mad, that drives me even more nuts. That can really tick me off. Because why don't you just spell the word R and U out?
That's
spell
why
it out.
You're mad about the spelling. You're not mad that they think that you're mad.
Now I'm mad because they think I'm mad, and also I'm mad about their spelling. So now I'm mad about two things.
I hope that I hope whoever you're texting, I wish them the best.
No, they need it. And then I would also put need like can we talk or need to talk or something like that. I don't like that. What do you need to talk about? Just tell me now, because now I'm going to panic for like 6 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, can we talk?
Michael on the Zoo and a 2.9 Facebook page also said we need to talk later.
Oh, no.
Because he said, nope, we'll talk right now, otherwise I'm going to throw up.
Same!
And then he,
same.
He said, I've found that responding with, yeah, we do, puts the other person on edge, too. So maybe try that out next time. I think that's a genius idea.
Like if I put it in capital letters, like, yeah, we do.
Or like, mm-hmm, we definitely need to talk. Because then
it
be
puts
like,
them on edge. No, that's kind mad of genius. I'm so doing that next time. Do you know how many times I get those text messages in a week?
We need to talk.
We need to talk when you get in. How about you tell me before I come into the office? Because now you got me about to pee myself.
Well, now you could just say, you bet we do. And they'll freak out too.
We're over here doing the Lord's work is what I would say, because we are helping you. If you're texting somebody new and you really want to impress them, we're going to tell you some things that maybe you should not text them, because it's just going to tick them off if you do it.
100%. There are certain things that maybe you mean it in the best way, but the other person is like, this is one of my pet peeves when somebody texts me this. And we still want to hear what that text message is for you that sets you off. Oh boy, do I have.
Oh God, are we going to be here for a while?
Some complaints. No, because I am
as
always going
to
prefer.
As someone who prefers to text over phone call, you shouldn't have that many complaints.
Okay, well, the first one is if you just say my name, Taylor or Tay. My family members are so guilty of this. They'll just say, Tay. And then I'm like, okay, they're going to follow up with that. With whatever.
You don't know if you should text or if they should text next.
And then it sits there for 5 minutes. And I'm like, what do you want? Just say what you want. You don't need to say my name to start. You know you're texting me. Look at the top of your phone. My contact name is there. Thank you so much.
That's a good one. I'll give you that one. That's a good one.
I hate it. And then in the same realm, I guess, would be OMG.
I love OMG.
With no follow-up. And I mean, OMG is the text. That's it.
Oh,
and you
okay.
send
I don't
that. Yes, you do.
Oh, crap.
Yes, you do. You send OMG. And then I'm like, oh, my God, there's tea coming. What's happening?
Yes.
Is it good or bad? And then I sit there for 2 minutes and I'm like, is she going to tell me what's going on?
I need you to hype me up. I'm going to send OMG and I need you to hype me up. I need you to be like, yes, queen, let's go.
No, because I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know if you're like, OMG, like, I got us a 10-pound piece of chocolate, or if you're
yes.
saying, OMG, I got fired. You know what I mean? What's the vibe? I don't know.
But I still need you to hype me up. Be like, yes, queen, let's go. What is it? And like, I need you to send me a GIF or something. I don't know. I need you. That's why I did it, is because I need you to hype me up for the next part.
No, I'm excited, but then I get less excited the longer I have to wait. At least give me like a slight...
Do an OMG with like an emoji that gives you a vibe of what it is?
As long as it's, you can't do OMG shocked face, because if
so
you're
if
saying
sad,
OMG, you're
then
shocked.
You know I got fired, and then you can hype me down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I've ever hyped anybody down before, but I can try, I guess. Anyways, don't text me OMG if there's not a follow-up, and I stand by that. You're going to hate this too. I hate when people text me, call me.
No, come on.
Tell me why.
Because I need you. Because I don't know if you're busy right now. So when you get a chance, you go ahead and call me, boo boo.
No.
I know you don't like talking on the phone.
It's just like OMG. I don't know what's happening. Has something bad happened? When I get call me, I assume immediately somebody's died.
Somebody is.
Somebody has died and you need to tell me.
At least in my mind, somebody's dead. There's not most of the time.
I feel like no good news comes from call me. So if you can let me know, call me. I want to talk about dinner plans. I'm going to respond a whole lot faster, because if you just send me call me, I'm like, I'm nervous about this.
If
I
said call me for dinner plans, you ain't going to call me because you don't want to go out. So if I just say call me, you're going to assume someone's dead and then you're going to call me and then I can ask you for dinner plans.
I think it's a trap. I think it's unfair.
That's what it is, Taylor.
Knock it
off.
I'm
trapping you.
Every single time. Stop texting me to call you. And the last thing is not really a text that people send, but this is a pet peeve when it comes to texting. And that is when you're typing and I see those dots moving and then they stop moving and then they start typing again.
And then I'm like, stop. And then they go again, and then they stop. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what are you editing so much? Yes. Just send me what your first thought was.
Thank you.
You're being fake.
Okay, that is the only thing that you and I agree on.
Don't be tippy-tappy typing and then like, oopsie, no, I don't want to say all that. No. Send it. Just send it.
I would go with that. What do you think? Kind of going with that on like on Snapchat, you can see their picture pop up.
If they're typing.
When you're typing at the exact same time. Does it drive you nuts? As if you're typing, because obviously my photo has now popped up on your screen, and now you're typing, so your photo has popped up on my screen. But nobody wants to be in this chat at the exact same time, so one of us ditches. Does that drive you nuts?
Yeah, kind of, because it's like, just say what you need to say already.
I'm like, why can't we both be in the chat together at the same time? But no, God forbid, nobody wants to be in the Snapchat chat at the same time.
I don't know, man. It's something about the dots. It's about the bitmojis at the same time.
I know, nobody likes it.
Don't be a weenie. Just send your message.
You better watch yourself, because the next text message you send could like tick somebody off. And we actually want to know if you're on that other end. When someone texts you this, it just ticks you off. What is that text message that just drives you nuts when you get it?
7967 let us know that they hate multiple question marks or exclamation. Is it exclamation points? And that their husband can't stand multiple periods.
Oh my God, I'm a period. I like person. I just love periods.
Like da 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 da.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing in the entire world.
I don't know that I've ever noticed that about you. I can't say it bothers me, but
I feel like I overdo it.
I can understand why maybe it would be a little excessive. 2023 said that they had a boss that used to just email see me even if it was a Friday evening. So then we'd have to sit and wait with all of our weekend thoughts. And that drove them crazy.
Mm-hmm. I hate those see me emails. I also hate the text messages that are like, when are you coming in? Same time as I did yesterday and the same time as all the months before. I clock in at 11 o'clock every day. Thank you.
I think earlier. You have done this to me.
There are times you're late. I'm like, it's 11 o'clock. Where is she?
No.
No,
I'm talking about... where I sit in my little desk is sort of on the other side of building from you. You're like way up front and I'm like towards the back of the building. And there are times that you're like, come see me. I have tea to spill.
Because
like,
I am not walking back there for tea.
I have to get up though. Why do I have
if
to get up for the tea?
If you want the tea, you got to come for the tea.
I think sometimes maybe you... do the come see me text message
every once in a while, not that much though, but I will never say I thought you were talking about I was the one who sends the when you're coming in. I'm like, I know what time everybody clocks in. I don't need to ask you what time you're coming in.
No, you don't.
That drives me nuts. The same time as every day.
We can't all be perfect. There's just certain messages that could ruin your friendship. You know what I mean? There's texts.
I don't know if we're friends anymore.
There's certain texts that immediately fire you up, and we want to know what that is from you. The text that immediately ticks you off.
That's how I feel sometimes when I get like it
when you eat too much cheese, what?
And I'm on the toilet. No, when I get a text message, sometimes I get so angry. Take it away.
There are just certain messages that you send over text that maybe you mean with the best intentions, and they come off annoying. It just is like stupid, and it makes you mad.
You don't know that you're like ticking the other person off or that you can be annoying, but it's the little things that can just tick people off.
100%. Tricinda, what text message annoys you?
It's what you doing, but it's the WYD. Every single time I get that and it pops up, it just for some reason irritates me.
I feel like it always has like a dirty undertone. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, 100%.
Especially when it's WYD. I know you're just trying to get to the point. We all know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, what text message annoys you?
Overuse of text shortcuts or text shorthand.
Like LOL and stuff?
Yeah, like you were saying IDK or IDC. And like R, the letter R, and then U. You know, it made sense when we all had Nokia phones. Now we have full keyboards. Why do you need to use shorthand?
so true. You can also tell, you can tell Siri what to text. You can be like, hey, Siri, type this out. She can just do it for you now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't blur out your cuss words anymore either.
I know. It's awesome.
Exactly.
I feel like I need to leave the room.
Yeah, the look you just gave me in that moment. Like, you are so guilty of that. And it's so annoying. You drive me nuts because you shorten everything. And I'll be honest with you, as much as I am a millennial / Gen Z sometimes, there are sometimes you send me something and I have to Google search it. I am not that old, Taylor. I'm 28.
Lazy.
If I have to Google search what you're shortening, then maybe you shouldn't shorten it anymore.
Well, it's not, I'm not even like, oh my gosh, I'm so cool, I know what all the lingo is, because I don't. However, I am lazy and I don't really like to spend a whole lot of time texting. So if I can say something in three letters instead of five, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it every single time.
No, I hate it so much.
I'm so sorry, but I'm going to continue to annoy you with that one. Kirsten, what message annoys you?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is so sassy.
You never know how their response is meant that way. Let's go out to eat. Whatever.
Especially when there's like a whatever and there's an exclamation point. Because then I'm like, okay, like how are you wording that?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I don't know what it means. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know a lot of people are sick of hearing about Taylor Swift and the NFL and will she be there? Will she not?
I'm not sick and tired of hearing it.
I know you're not. And a lot of the other girlies aren't. And you know, we've got the Super Bowl coming up. Everybody's done the math, okay? We know if she wants to make it from Tokyo to Vegas, there is plenty of time for her to do that. And I'm going to tell you why I know she's going to go. Because Sunday after they won, I was like, well, I wonder if, like, is she going to make the time? Is she not? Does she care that much? Now I know she's going to go. Because do you know who else is going to be at the Super Bowl?
Usher.
Yes.
The players.
Anybody else?
I don't know. The players. I don't ask me players. I don't know players.
No players.
Isn't Reba doing the...
No, not Reba.
Post Malone's also...
Not Post Malone.
I don't know. Am I supposed to know?
Scooter Braun.
Why the heck would he be there?
Is going to be at the Super Bowl. And how do we know this? He's Usher's manager. Okay, let's get right into it because now we've got the tea. All right. We all know.
Think about that.
Taylor Swift, Scooter Braun.
Dude.
Terrible, terrible fallout.
Does that mean Reputation is coming out the Friday, which is my birthday?
I'm not going to tell you yes because I don't know. But
dude,
there's a lot that could be pushing towards that. Scooter Braun is still currently Usher's manager. He used to be Taylor Swift's. He did her really dirty. And not only is he Usher's manager, who this is going to be one of the biggest things of Usher's career. The Super Bowl is massive. Of course he's going to be there. They're also friends. Like, they went on a vacation last summer. They're constantly posting photos together on Instagram of them, like, hanging out, not just doing work stuff. So the other thing to consider, if you remember back last fall, I think is when they announced the halftime performer as Usher. Do you remember who did that in that little Apple?
Kim Kardashian, because I remember it was kind of creative.
It was creative. But Kim Kardashian is also somebody who has weird
bad
beef
with
Taylor Swift. So now the people on TikTok are like, what is going to happen?
She said that Reputation's going to come when we least expect it. Y'all, I think Reputation's coming out that Friday because that's when new music drops. Friday, my birthday, my favorite album ever. It's going to come out right then and there. And then I think she's going to want, everyone's going to be freaking out because this is the one album we've all been waiting for.
Right.
We've been all losing our minds for it. And I think it's going to go number one and it's going to freak out. And then nobody's going to care about Usher. And well, we will. But nobody's going to care about Scooter Braun or Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Instead of showing
and
Taylor
she's
Swift
be
on
the talk
TV.
Again.
Yeah, they're going to, instead of showing her in the box, they'll show Scooter curled up in the corner crying like a little baby.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I hope you weren't planning on having like a movie day anytime soon because I'm about to completely ruin it for you.
I was actually planning on going home and watching my favorite movie, Legally Blonde, tonight.
Oh, maybe you should.
Or my second favorite movie.
What's your second
favorite
movie?
You don't know
movie?
My second. Oh, it's Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or my third. I don't have
okay,
a third.
Okay, gee whiz. This is not Destiny's favorite movie hour. Nobody asked. And you know what I didn't ask for? Last night when I was on TikTok, I was scrolling and I came across a video that with the, one of those creepy noises that's like, yo ho.
Dude, I always feel like somebody's watching me when those go off.
They're creepy. Even if there's something stupid, that sound always makes it creepy. And this one was about movies and how this fact would ruin how you watch movies for the rest of your life. So I know.
Right. Okay. So I guess you're going to ruin it for me.
You and everybody else, because if I have to know it, so do you. That's how this works
I
around here.
I hate this.
Have you ever heard of the Apple no villain clause?
Huh?
Basically.
Like an apple a day?
Nope. If you're watching a movie, let's talk like superhero. Let's just say it's a superhero movie. And
Iron Man.
Sure. Iron Man is a good guy.
That's like my fourth favorite movie.
Okay. Iron Man is the good guy. He answers his phone and you can tell it's an iPhone.
Yeah.
Which is an Apple product. And then whoever the villain is, I don't know, Rat Man or whoever.
You clearly don't watch
He's a bad guy. Okay.
Okay.
He is not allowed to have an iPhone.
Who says who?
Says Apple.
Like Apple, this is the company?
Yes.
Apple? Says that Ratman's not even a thing. Ratman can't have an iPhone, an Apple product?
Correct. The no villain clause is literally Apple has rules around product placement in movies or TV shows that like a villain, a bad guy, the antagonist, whoever cannot be seen using an iPhone, iPod, MacBook, probably I would
none
say AirPods.
Them?
No, none of that.
Not even AirPods.
That's not listed in front of me, and I'm thinking.
But I would assume so.
It probably would include AirPods. Because the no villain clause is basically their way of like, they always want Apple to be seen in the best light. They don't want negativity of like, ooh.
So Ratman
The Ratman uses an iPhone. That means I can't. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's stupid, but this is, they really do take it that far that nobody wants to
risk.
So
what risk. Are they going to sue them?
I think so.
Oh
they also, they never, okay, so I heard this about Mean Girls, which I heard you say okay. You went to.
Yes.
And
I
a lot of people.
I can confirm anything if you need me to.
A lot of people didn't like the product placement in that
movie.
There
was a lot of weird product placement. Bubbly was one of them that I thought it was just placed weird. And there was another drink that was placed weird.
I saw like Elf makeup was one of them.
Yeah, and they shouted them out.
Which is weird, and it makes you like not like the movie because you're like, God, I know that they are being paid for doing this.
Uh-huh.
You literally like, is this a commercial in the middle of the movie? I hate this. Apple never pays anybody to do that. So if you see somebody using an iPhone, they're not getting paid to do that.
Oh.
So with that, that's part of the reason why they're like, we're not going to pay you for it. But also, if you have a bad guy using our product, you're probably going to get a big fat lawsuit on you. So the unfortunate part about this is that when you're watching a movie and maybe it's like a mystery, if somebody is giving you weird vibes, you're like, I don't trust this character and they're using an iPhone. They're not a bad guy.
That's what I was just going to say. Like you just ruined it for me. Now I'm going to know if I'm watching something mm-hmm. that the guy with the iPhone's not going to be the bad guy.
Right. Or if there's a character that you're like, wow, I really like this one. He has to be good. If he pulls out an Android, he's probably evil.
It's good to know.
Have fun watching Netflix this weekend.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.